What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
Her Mother-in-Law.
Happy
fucking
Monday.
Happy
fucking
May.
Happy fucking May, everyone. Whoa, I'm back already?
I'm so confused. Are you back?
Yeah.
You're back.
Are we sure? Yeah. Holy shit. Hi, I already went. So if you're not following me on Instagram or TikTok or anywhere else,
Are we wrong? Is this Thursday then?
No, the 6th.
Is it Monday
the 6th?
Okay.
Guys, you should have seen us trying to figure out our schedule because we're just doing Mondays until I'm back from my trip.
It's so confusing. I mean, it's really not, but it really is. Like, no, I put too much thought into it.
I know. Yeah, we are overthinking it.
Yeah.
But we have the one episode that we were going to put up today is going up on the 22nd. Then we have whatever recorded on Monday, the 29th. And then this is the 6th. It just feels so far apart because we're used to doing twice a week.
Okay.
This is correct.
Okay. So happy Monday the 6th.
I hope, unless I'm doing that thing where I'm like, happy first of the month. And it's not. Whatever day it is.
Okay, you guys are getting it. You're getting it. You're going to get our favorites.
Yes.
Regardless of what day it is. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Okay.
But I was going to say...
Welcome home, by the way. I've missed you.
Thank you. I've missed you. I was going to say I will be very active on short form content because I, yesterday morning, was unexpected, but I just got the burst of energy and it's something that I did really want to do. I planned every single short form video that I want to take while we're away.
So that I don't have to be. And I was zooming in on that blacked out stuff trying to see through it and I couldn't see shit. I was like trying to be nosy bitch. And I like, can show you. What is she trying to do?
Like,
I know a couple of them. Yeah. I was like, I know what this says under there.
Yes. The location. Yeah. Uh-huh. Our secret location.
It's like, woo-hoo.
Mm-hmm. So I like planned out. Because there's like audios that you can use. So I'm like, all right, I want to get this clip for this audio. So I know exactly what like sound bite I want to use. And then I did like the reveal for our location that we're going to that I haven't said. Like a fun video of like how to do that. So like every little thing that I want to get is planned out. Because that's something that really stresses me out is like filming aimlessly.
And then I'm sure you'll have a gajillion other clips of just life while you're there that don't necessarily need to be planned out, but this is
well I did plan that
with audio with
but I did plan a audio of all my favorite clips. So like everything's planned out,
girl.
I'm impressed. Felt so good.
I bet you did. It's like off of the brain now.
Yeah, because like I do have to get content while I'm there. Well, no one's like pinning me against the wall, but you know what I mean? Like,
right. But
I have to get my content, so I might as well do it in a way that is
organized and planned. And now you can relax and actually enjoy filming it. And
yeah. Like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, all right, what audio should we use and what should we do?
Oh, that's so
like,
cool.
I know exactly what I want to do and what I want to film for it. Like, that feels amazing. So that is all planned out.
That is so very cute.
Thank you. So
I'm
my
very
point
proud
is,
of you for
thank you.
Getting it all planned out and ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's something that has stressed me out on vacations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I do want to get the content, but also I don't want to be thinking about it. And like, it's like I can just go to my note and I know exactly what audio I want to use. And it's like very helpful. So I will be posting a lot of short form content while we're gone.
Let me ask you, like when you went to Minneapolis, for example, mm-hmm. did you plan out any of that? Or was
no.
that... See, because that... Watching your story, I was living vicariously through you and Courtney,
yeah,
you know, just watching you guys.
Yeah.
But I was like, that was so adorable. But I was like, oh, this is so cute the way she put it together. So,
yes.
You know, so it's like, that's what I mean. So even if it wasn't planned out, it was so cute the way you put it together. But
yeah.
So I'm sure there'll be other content other than what you have planned that you're going to be sharing
with
us. Like,
so I'll be like, oh, that
stuff.
Was a funny moment.
Yeah,
let me just use that. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I know. Yeah. My content in Minneapolis was a little overwhelming because it was a lot of just like aimless clips that I was like, all right, I got to figure out what I want to do with this. So, like, I like to have, like, a plan. It just makes editing so much easier.
What? You think I would get this together?
Getting your
ottoman. Thought? Fucking suck. Wait.
What?
That was truly real live footage yesterday. I was fucking crying. I'm like, she's fucking, she's hysterical.
Well, and then I set it up to get the clip. But I was doing that. And I'm like, oh, this is funny. I should do like a video. It was hysterical. Like,
she's really getting ready, blow drying her hair and fucking makeuping her face, foundationing her face.
Yeah, I was getting ready. And I was like,
how can I speed this up? And it wasn't like 1.5, was it?
No.
Wait, did you speak? Alyssa.
I dramatized it a little bit for the video.
Fucking hysterical.
But it was what I was doing. I was like, if I'm just blending my foundation in, why can't I hold the blow dryer? Like, that was my thought. If you didn't see it, I put up a short form video.
It was hysterical.
Of like the way that I get ready versus the way everyone else gets ready, because I'm always rushing. And I'm not trying to be like a pick me girl. Like, I'm just always in a rush. Like, I hate it. It's not good. It's not a good trait. It's not something to be like, it's not good. But I did have that thought. I was like, how can I speed this up? Because I don't want wet hair and I want my makeup on. And I was like, well, if I'm just blending really quick, why don't I just do a quick blow dry, just a few seconds while I'm blending? And I was like, this is funny. And then I had the idea of, okay, when I'm done getting ready, I should get a little clip of me like calm and then do like the comparison.
Very cute.
So it was like thought out, but it was inspired by what I was actually doing. It was
true live events that were unraveling in front of us.
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
I probably was more just like holding the blow dryer like this and like blending. But for the video, you know, I'm like, you know, make it funny. Because I knew the audio. I had the audio in mind. So I was like, I know the audio is nutso. So I was like, yeah.
Funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
Oh, just a comedian. Creative.
What can I say?
Can't with you.
What's something that made you smile or something you're looking forward to?
Made me smile today. We took a trip. It's always my kids, my students, not my kids, my students. But they do. Their innocence and their pure joy. We went to a local like little farm and it was just beautiful. And we have like a little kind of, we get together like a little scavenger hunt for them. Like my leader gives them. So mm-hmm. it'll say like, look for this and look for this. So it'll keep them,
cute.
You know, entertained and like paying attention to their surroundings and so forth. But it was just such a great day. And we had this deer who was like so cute from afar. And then as we were sitting down at the picnic tables with their snack, the deer decided he was going to come right up to us. When I tell you guys, he was like leaning his head on my arm at one point, and we had already told the children. I started telling him because I was like watching him, and I'm like, oh, she's coming close. She's coming closer. I was like, I have to prep my kids because certain kids I knew would just, they get anxious.
Not like it.
So I was like, okay, listen, the deer's heading this way. Please, let's like pay attention. Put your food away if it comes near you. Don't scare it off. We mm-hmm. don't touch animals. Like, you know, I'm doing all of this.
Yeah.
Then the deer comes right up to me. And I want to just take his head and, like, kiss it because he was so cute, or she. Adorable. Like, literally head on my left arm. It was literally leaning its head on my left arm. And it took all of me, every ounce of Jerry, not to pet it. Because I just finished telling the kids, you can't pet it. You don't know. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, why did I say that? I want to just touch him.
He was do so as cute. I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My mom used to tell me that should be, you know, growing up. But
really?
It was fantabulous. But just the joy, you know, the joy that, you know, it's like, I always say it's like when some of the best times raising my kids was when they were like two.
Innocent.
And they start like exploring. And I just remember like simple things, like just getting down my knees and like seeing the world through their eyes, as simple as that.
We need to snip every time you've said that.
Yes, because I do. Listen, it's serious.
I just love it because I always know when it's coming. I'm like, here it comes. Like getting down on your hands and knees and seeing it from
because
their eyes.
Because it is. It's a pure, pure joy.
I love you, Jerry.
Listen, your mother tried pulling me.
She did?
She tried, but she apologized because she realized she was wrong in the situation. Oh! she thought I was wrong about a situation. Yeah, and then when I was like, wait, am I not right?
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, you are right. And she's like, okay, well, I love you anyway, but in a different way.
I love you, Jerry. You're like, no, I'm fucking right.
I'm right. Okay. Check yourself. I am correct, Amunzo. If I was wrong, I would own it, but I'm not. So
that's funny.
Anyway, but yes. Okay. So you love me, Jerry. But yes, I guess it is predictable that I am about to say that, but I just really mean it. I mean, these are the things that just spark joy to me.
Yeah.
Is the innocence of children, or the innocence of like my students who have maybe never seen, never been, or never experienced. So to have a deer up that close and personal to them, and we had 11 of our students today, every single one of them were perfect. I was so incredibly proud. They all acted, they didn't like get anxious or nervous. You know, I have one student who even a bumblebee flying 20 feet away can like
stress them out.
Yeah, get them really nervous. So they all held it together, and I'm super proud of them. And we took a ton of pictures, and it was just a great day.
So cute.
So cute. All right, so now Alyssa Rose, what are you happy, looking forward to, made you smile?
Mine has to be my trip.
Oh, did you have a good time? Wait. So we're recording before you leave it, but this comes out after you come back. So am I asking, like, how was it, or what are you looking forward to?
I didn't leave yet.
She's still here.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. I guess by the time you're listening to this, you would know my dream, my secret location, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
So how is Paris?
Paris? I'm actually so excited for it because it's not somewhere that, like, Italy has been something that I've dreamt of since a little girl. I'm not like real Italian, I'm American Italian, but like my great great grandparents were from Sicily, and like I just always grew up around American Italian culture. So it's definitely always somewhere I've wanted to go since I was a little girl, so I'm really excited for that. But Paris was never something like that for me. Never really thought about it like that. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I never really thought of actually going.
And, like, the movie Ratatouille? That didn't, like, make you want to go visit?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But when we were booking this trip, we're like, okay, well, we're going to be near a lot of other places. Do we want to, why not, go somewhere else? And we were like, why don't we go to Paris? It's, like, romantic, you know, for our anniversary. We were supposed to go for our 10-year anniversary. Now it's a little late, but... Yeah, so I think that because I have 10 and a half. I think because I don't have super crazy expectations or think it's going to be a certain way or have been thinking about going, I think it's going to actually surprise us. Unless I'm throwing a reverse placebo that I'm like, oh, I'm going to love it because I have nothing to, right. And then I throw it in. You know what I mean? But I'm actually really excited to go there. I think it, I'm like, will I like it more than Italy?
Oh,
like, who knows?
Wow.
But yeah, in Italy we're doing Rome and Amalfi, and then in France we're doing Paris.
That's
so we're
so
doing
exciting.
Like 3 days in each place. Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. I'm excited to see the Eiffel Tower at night. And I think I'm really gonna like the cuisine. Like, I just think it's gonna be like, Zane and I have always said that we want to find like a really nice French restaurant on Long Island. So to like actually go. And I really, one of my dreams, because it's just a brand that honestly we've had like a pretty good connection because they've sent me a decent amount of stuff and they keep sending me stuff. And I'm like, this is so nice. And I really like their stuff. So, and it's a French brand. So I would love to buy myself a YSL bag while we're there. That's like
nice.
A little goal of mine that I've been excited to do. So, but, and I don't want to like look anything up. I want to go into the store and just, like, whatever speaks to me, and it'll be, like, really meaningful because it'll be Zane and I's first time there and our anniversary, and it's just something that I want to do. So stay tuned. If I did get one, it's probably already up, but we'll see if I end up actually picking one, but I'm excited for that. It's, like, a big moment.
So sweet.
Like a designer bag. Yeah. Because I remember feeling that way when I bought my Givenchy. And I was like, oh, this is such a special moment. So, like, being in France, a French designer, like... That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's just some things that I'm looking forward to. We booked a really fun cooking class. It's gone viral on TikTok, so I'm sure you guys have seen it. But that's in the Amalfi Coast. On the Amalfi Coast? Is that like a Long Island thing? On or in the Amalfi Coast?
I would say on.
On the Amalfi Coast.
But I don't know.
Where it like...
I'm not there.
Oh, a lot of people do these like POVs, which is why I booked it months ago, which... they didn't have anything available when we were going to go in October. So it worked out that we had to switch it. But I just saw it go viral, and it basically is like, you think you're signing up for this like wholesome, like cooking class on the coast of Italy. And it's like nuts, like pouring wine down your throat, olive oil. And like, it's
so cute.
In their description, they say, this is not really like to learn. It's more like for fun. Mm-hmm. Like they kind like of like preface it.
Experience.
Yeah. Yes. Of course. Yes. So yeah, like if you want to be a chef, you're not going to this class. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for that. We have like a cheesy bus tour in Rome, which is one of Zane and I's favorite things to do. Some people are like, eh, about them. I think they're fun. So,
especially a first time visiting someplace.
You just want to see it all. And it's hop on, hop off. We can get to our Colosseum. We can go see everything, get off, get on. It's
nice.
Transportation around.
That's very, very nice.
Yeah, we did one in Hollywood and we loved it. I've done one in Houston with my sister. I loved it. I've done one more too. I can't remember where. I want to do one in New York. I know it's kind of dumb, but
you could probably lead the tour bus.
No, literally.
This is like Chelsea. This is Chelsea neighborhood. Yeah, this is over here.
Yeah. There's a building. Statue of Liberty. Yeah. There's the Freedom Tower.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I would like to do it. But in Hollywood, they had like, that's Katy Perry's house. That's so and so's house. Like, wow. Cool shit like that. Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun. But yeah, I'm looking forward to my trip. So I can't wait. The next episode will be a full recap. About it.
Yes.
Full recap.
Wow, I'm realizing that this is the last episode.
I know, weird, right?
It's because, we got so much
time. I'm like,
damn,
if we ever went down to once a week, it would feel like a vacation all the time.
So wild, right?
Twice is a lot.
It is.
It feels like, whoa, a whole week? Wow. Crazy. But I had a morning. So I'll fill you guys in on my fucking morning.
Her morning this morning was kind of like my mornings every morning, just saying. So I'm just gonna sit back, relax, and enjoy the show along with you guys, but just know that I'm going same ditto.
Yeah. So I woke up this morning and I was like, okay, I'm gonna oil my hair, I'm gonna get my workout in. And first of all, let me preface by saying I was dumb and I went on my TikTok that I posted last night because I thought it was funny, the hair one. And I just saw stupid comments. So that just annoyed me. So we'll just start there. And I won't even go into it. But I'm like over it. But when I first saw them, I was like, why did I just get mad at myself. Why did I even look? Because I know I'm not supposed to, and I know that I don't. But I just was like, oh, I want to laugh with people. Like I went into it all innocent. You know what I mean?
And then there's those few
that are just dumb. Anyway, so that, and then I oiled my hair, I got my workout in, which was fine. And then I came upstairs, took my shower, and then I went into, this is all very first world problems, by the way, nothing major happened. It was just like one of those days where nothing was working. Mm-hmm. And I went into it with the mindset of, okay, I have so many things to film, so many things to do. I'm going to have a scheduled,
great, productive day, wake up early.
Get my workout done, shower, fresh hair, fresh makeup, film all my content, right? I got brand deals due before we leave. So I walk into my closet room and I realized that I started hanging some stuff that I want to pack just so I'm not behind and I'm prepped. So I have some long dresses, one of which being the same dress that I wore to my sister's wedding in a different color. And ever since I got it, I was like, this would be so nice for a dinner in Italy. And I've like wanted to wear this dress to a dinner in Italy. And then I realized Bella's been like really messing around with these long dresses. Yeah, bitch has been like fighting them. Like, as if they're coming at her. So there are claw poles in my silk dress, which is so upsetting. So that just was annoying. And then I go to start doing my makeup and my foundation. I didn't tell you this part. My foundation must have had like a little crusty on the pump. Fucking sprays everywhere. Oh. Just like one of those days. And then I go to get dressed and I had on like this, like I never wore it, but I bought it a long time ago and I was like, I never wore this. Let me try it. And it was like a sweater vest, usually people like layer it in the winter, and I was like, I could just wear it by itself. And then I put it on with jeans, and then I hated it. And then I put it on with these like linen kind of pants, and I didn't like that. But then I went to Zayden, and I was like, is this like a Chugi outfit? Like, fill me in. What? He's like, it's mature. I was like, I'm about to have a menti bee. So I changed, and then I changed again, and it was just like one of those days where I just kept changing and nothing was working. And then I started filming one of my brand deals and the lighting was not working, and then I was in a rush because I knew I had to be back here for the podcast. And then I'm going to walk out the door and I hear Bella on the fucking jute rug in my living room. So I was like, go get off the rug, you know, when you're like trying to push your cat away. Uh-huh. And then so she's didn't throw up on the rug, thankfully. That really probably would have sent me over the edge. But she threw up as she was running. And I'm just like, I texted Zane, I was like, I can't, I'm having a rough morning and things are not going well. And I was like so excited to just like be ready for this day and like have a good content day. And I was just like, I have to leave it. He was like, it's fine, don't worry about it. But and then I made notes, but fuck if I'm able to read my handwriting. I think that was pretty much it. So then I went to my mom's and I filmed for, I'm working with Edible on Edible Arrangements. They're changing their name to Edible on TikTok and Instagram. So that went pretty okay. It was a little bit of a hot mess. And I sent them a concept previously that was like cutesy. And I was like, now I just voice memoed my manager and I was like, if they're down, this footage is actually funny because it's such a hot mess. If I made it like funny and comedic. So I'm going to see if they approve that concept. So that'll probably be up already. You'll see what we ended up going with.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. And then they were nice enough too to send Jerry stuff. So I surprised her with that today too.
Which is so sweet.
So nice. Yeah. Shout out Edible. Sweet. It was so nice.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Because apparently they listen to us and they love us and they want us to keep up the good content.
Yeah, I'm working on a Mother's Day campaign with them. And they're like, we want to send for both your mom and your mother-in-law. I was like, that's so... I was like, I don't know if she'll want to be on camera, but I'll try my best.
Listen, I tried, okay?
And we did, yeah, we got a little clip. So we'll see what ends up making the cut.
And I was so... It was clutch because your bitch was hungry today.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch was hungry, so I had a strawberry and a pineapple and yummy in my tummy.
Yeah.
It's not
worked out. It worked out perfect. Yeah. So that was my morning, which saying it out loud now, I'm like, oh, it could have been worse.
No, I'm sure every single one of them can understand. It's like when you get out of bed and you stub your toe, you just know it's going to be that kind of day.
Yes.
And yeah, but that's what I was saying in the beginning. I'm just going to yes, because that's my days usually are. Yeah. And it could be something simple like trying to bring Frankie over to like the cat little box and then he'll pee along the way.
Yeah.
Or I'll go to like clean that up and something else will spill. Like the kid trying to pick up the ice, something and the water spills out of the ice cube.
Fucker.
Like, yeah, it's like that kind of stupid shit. But that kind of stupid shit on top of stupid shit, on top of the pulled dress, the throw up, it adds up and it's just like, fuck.
And it was like one of those days where I'm like, I need to film Edible. I need to film the podcast. I have another brand deal that I need to film when I get back from getting my nails done. Like, and then I was like, I need to throw in the nails today because I'm doing a brand deal for rings. I have shitty nails.
Yeah.
And I need them done for my trip anyway, so I had to fit that in today. It's just so, my life is so tough.
Laugh it off. But listen, it's
fine.
This is your job, so it is. It's all relatable. No, I mean, yeah, people can go, oh, wow,
could have been much worse.
Terrible. Yeah. Wow, she has to go get her nails done. But it's like, because you're trying to fit everything in.
Yeah, it's just one of those days.
To put out content that you're happy with and loving or excited about. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know those days where you just get overstimulated and you're like, nothing's fucking working.
Yes.
And I had I need everything to work today, and it's just not.
It kind of happens to me often, so I'm sorry.
So you
sorry.
Get it.
I know what you're saying, and I'm sorry that you had that kind of morning.
It's fine. I think once I edit together the footage from the brand deal, I'll feel better about it. That happens to me too when I feel messy headed with like a vlog, or I feel like my storyline is not adding up and it's going to be like a choppy mess. Usually after I edit, I'm like, oh, that came out cute.
Oh, okay, good.
That came out cute.
I did good job.
Yeah, editing,
I did good.
Editing can save a lot of things, so I think I'll be
take
fine.
A little off my chin. No, just
I'm not that talented. I can't do that, but I got you.
Thanks. Thanks, Lissa.
I did go play pickleball with Bren.
And how was that? I saw a little video.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah, you guys were able to actually hit balls and make contact and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, well, it was funny because we got there and she had to do something for work on her phone. She's like, shit, sorry. And then I was like, okay, well, I might as well post too. So we ended up like chatting and sitting in the car for an hour before we even got out and played.
Oh,
and I was like, it's the thought that counts. It's fine. But we ended up playing for an hour and it was really cute. She's like, this is so fun. Aww. I want to do this more.
Well, mine. Sorry, I had a stretch, guys.
Yeah.
Mine is still in my front seat of my car from when you gave it to me the other day because I want to surprise Eva with it.
Cute.
And, you know, he's worked with your dad that same day, and now he's working with your dad again today on that car. So, and I won't see him tonight probably again. So I'm thinking maybe over the weekend I want to steal him depending on the weather and be like, can we just go over here and then just like surprise him with it?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, yeah. It's Alyssa's, but I mean, it's ours now, but yeah,
so
you know?
Cute.
Because he has mentioned to me, we have mentioned several times, so, you know, that we wanted to try it, so.
Yeah, it was a little windy and that ball just, like, carries, so that was a little hard.
You spent more time picking up the ball than you did.
Yeah, and we had three of them, and then they would end up going under the fence.
Oh.
So we had, like, someone walking their dog by.
You went over there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had someone walking their dog, and I was like, can you just push those over for me? They're like, of course.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. Oh, I wore my shirt. Yesterday, cute story. Sorry, only because you just said talking to somebody. Yesterday, I made, I stopped at the grocery store after work because I wanted eggplant. So I was in the store and I was wearing my shirt that says, I will never give up on you. P.S. I love you. And I'm walking past this older lady and she's like, thank you so much. And I was like, thank you for what? She goes, your shirt. And she goes, no, she said, for not giving up on me. And I just looked at her and she goes, your shirt. And I'm like,
oh. Like, do I know you?
Yeah. And she's like, no, you don't understand because somebody just seeing your shirt, it could change your whole day. And so she's like, so thank you.
No. I'm like, oh,
thank you. But it was so cute. You know, yeah. That's it. Like today I'm wearing my Be Kind shirt only because we were outside and it was a little chilly and I knew I'd be a little chilly. So I'm like, long sleeve. Perfect.
Yeah.
But it's like you don't realize with something like even that lady walking her dog, you know, like just saying, hi, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Like just being kind to people. I feel like there's so little human interaction nowadays that it's like when you do something like, hey, how are you? Or have a good day. Or, you know, can you pass me my balls? I feel like anything so little and minute could like really make somebody's day brighter. So spread kindness, guys. Sprinkle it around like confetti.
Love
you
it.
Know?
Aw, so cute.
Anyway, okay, yeah. Oh. That's it. Hmm?
So that's your plans for this weekend. You're going to try pickleball.
I'm going to attempt to try pickleball. Yes.
Nice.
Maybe.
It's supposed to be nice out.
Shit if I know.
Oh. I have an event Friday at the Roosevelt Field Mall, which is exciting. I don't have to go all the way to the city. And it's for Little Words Project, the bracelets.
Oh, my God.
You
seriously?
Know those little bracelets? Yeah. And Brianna's going to meet me there, which is cute. So I'm excited. Oh, yeah, my mom was telling me today, she told you guys, because you guys were trying to plan to meet up, to plan, that was a lot of plans, the bridal shower, and Brenna forgot that she had the event with me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, your mom didn't tell me what it was about. Oh. No, I just saw that. Also, they were driving me bananas in there. They're like, hello, Jerry, yes, Jerry, question mark. I'm like, I'm working, guys, I'm...
I hate group chats.
Like, I promise I will respond when I can. I'm working.
I texted Brenna the other day. I was like, hi, are you okay with me? I need friendship reassurance. Is my wedding shit sending you to a spiral?
I don't know if it's sending her into a spiral, but I feel like it's sending me into a spiral sometimes.
I hate group chats.
You know why? Because you don't want to know what a person means.
No.
You know?
And I'm sorry, I love my mother, but she's the most high-stressed person ever in this whole world, and she worries about every little thing, and she drives me nuts. So I was like, Brent, I'm sorry.
That was the conversation, by the way, where she was like, I love you, Jerry. It was in that group chat. I'm like, wait, but I'm not wrong.
No, my mother. She's just, I love you, Mom.
I love you.
I love you. She is just, like, my sister, too. They're very, it's not type A. Like, I don't know how to describe, they're just very, like, okay, well, we have to do, and then we have to, anyway, I'm like,
breathe.
Let me take a breath.
It'll be okay.
Like, what about this? And what about this? And this has to be this way. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
It'll be okay. I promise.
But that's just how my mom is. And I'm like, Mom, I know you're listening. We just can't. We can't do this on the wedding day. We can't.
You can't do this, Amber.
We can't have this energy.
I'm gonna take care of you, Mom. We're gonna give her a little sippy sip of something there, and just like I'll give her some breathing exercises. Yeah. But
even when no one else is stressed around us, she'll be. She is that audio.
She is that
the audio I use with my hair. That's her.
Well, she has to take it from everybody else. So maybe by her
spinning like a ballerina.
Anne-Marie, we love you. You know that.
No, actually,
we do love you.
Actually, just fucking take a Xanax or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
Xanax, those calm you down, right? I've never taken one of those. What is this for? Am I spewing shit out of my mouth?
No, I think Xanax is the right thing. I think that's like to calm you down. I think.
But you shouldn't be taking that just randomly. It's like a prescribed drug. It's definitely a prescribed drug.
Oh, okay. So I was going to look it up. I'm pretty sure. I guess. I don't know.
You know when you just pull shit out of your ass?
Yes, I do it
often. Because everyone, like people, I've heard people say like, oh, I need a fucking Xanax.
I have to look something up right now, actually, because I pulled shit out of my ass when I was at the farm with the kids. And I want to make sure the shit I pulled out of my ass was correct. Because if I'm wrong, I have to tell them I was wrong.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this is why I wasn't even going to do a bridal shower. Because I'm like, I don't want to have to make people deal with it. And Brennan was like, you're getting married.
I pulled the correct shit out of my ass.
Nice.
Fox pee smells like skunk.
Okay.
You ever walk on our trails and you smell like skunky, nasty smells? Because we have foxes in the trails and they pee.
Oh.
And so I was telling my kids that today because they're like, oh my God, it smells like skunk. I'm like, that's fox pee because we were looking at a fox thing. But I was like, maybe I should make sure I'm right before him. Okay. Anyway, yes, you're getting married. Yes, you deserve a bridal shower. And yeah, yes, I wasn't it's going to be do one. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful and fabulous.
Yeah, we just need to
you don't need to do nothing. No, we just need to show up.
I know. We just need to give my mom something. She needs something.
You just need to show up. Your mom doesn't need anything.
All right.
I'll give her a little loving when I see her next time. I don't need her
fucking smacking.
We've got it under control.
Okay. We're going to drive each other a little nuts, but we'll make it through. It's bound to happen.
There's been times that I've wanted to text outside of the group chat and be like, Brenna,
help.
But then I'm like, no, it's fine.
It's like shit that is already dealt with. I'm like, what about this?
It's fine. It'll be fine.
Love you, Anne-Marie.
It's all good.
She made a joke the other day. She's like, you guys love talking about me on the podcast. I hear it.
But she loves it.
And I fucking crack up the whole time.
Oh, man, that's fucking funny.
Well, anyways, I can't wait. You're going to have to make some notes while Zane and I are gone because you're going to forget. Like, I'm going to need a life fill-in, too, when I'm back. Like, I'm going to fill you in, but that's going to be a long time where it's like 11 days.
Okay.
That you're going to need to fill in the pod. So you're going to need to like make a note in your phone.
I'll journal.
Yeah. Podcast content.
Okay.
Shit that is like whenever something like happens, you got to be like. Ah.
Not stubbing my toe though. We can leave that out.
We can leave that one out. Yeah.
Okay.
But like, yeah. Anything that you want to share. You have to make some notes.
I want to share one more thing that I'm looking forward to. Okay, sorry. I'm all over the place.
Tell me.
14, 15 days. My daughter will be home, guys. She will have officially survived her first her freshman year of college. And I'm so excited. I'm going to get her. She actually, I think it's the same day you guys come home. I'm going to move her out of her dorm.
Wow.
Either the same day or the next day, she's just this one test that she wasn't quite sure about.
Yeah.
So I'm super, super, super excited to have her home and back here and stuff like that. She needs a little bit of a break.
Perfect.
Next year will be a home. Yeah, next year will be a whole new thing. But the one thing I've learned is that college kids are out. Their summers are long. So she will be here from May 2nd or 3rd until like August 15th when I have to move her back in. So she will have three really full good months. So I'm super, super excited and looking forward to having her home. You know, let's see how long she's home before she drives me nuts.
I was going to say,
probably a day.
Aaliyah's home.
Probably a day, yes. And all of a sudden it'll be Aaliyah in every room. But as of right now, I'm very, very, very looking forward to it because it's been a little bit since I've seen her. So,
yay!
Easter, right? Yeah, so it's been a few weeks. Miss her.
Party.
Okay. And yes, guys, Fox P smells like skunk. Just confirmed.
So, love that.
Yeah.
Well, it's our first episode of the month.
Know what that means.
You know what that means. Even though we're literally recording this. Actually, it's kind of late in the month. It's fine.
It's fine.
We're like, since we're recording ahead, we had to do our favorites.
Yeah.
So every month we give you three favorites each of what we loved this month. So here are our April favorites.
Favorites.
I was thinking about April. Never mind. Goodbye. Intrusive thought. What's your first favorite?
My very first favorite is my mirror. Boys and girls, I bought one. I asked for recommendations. A few people said Costco. Somebody put a link of one that I swear my mother had.
Oh.
Like she was saying, like I use my grandmother's, but this is like, and it was exactly that. But you guys, I plucked my own damn eyelashes. I was very proud of myself. So it's a double-sided, 1X, 10X on the other side. Light up, beautiful, light, strong, gorgeous. Love it. It works. So that is my first fave.
Well, are you going to tell us where you ended up getting it?
Yeah, I got it on Amazon. All my things are on Amazon. So it is...
it's like a zoom-in mirror.
Yeah, on one side. And then the other side's regular. And it's
that's nice. So you can actually use it.
Yeah. Because I wanted something I could use regular, too. You know? So it's just like a regular makeup.
Oh.
But this whole thing writes up really, really nicely. And on the button, there's three different settings for, like, the different colors. Like, natural light, white light, warm light.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah. So it has that. And then the charger. It's a chargeable because I didn't want batteries because Leah has a battery one. And that shit batteries.
So annoying.
Drain so quickly.
Yeah.
So this one is a rechargeable and it plugs in right there and nice. It's great and wonderful and I love it and I was able to do my own eyes.
Nice.
And then I saw all my pores and all my little imperfections and I'm like, yeah. Oh my goodness. So no, we're just going to look at
10X. Yeah.
I need to flip it back over and feel good about myself again. Yeah. But I love it. I got it on Amazon. Thank you everybody for your recommendations.
Nice.
And
love that.
What about your first one, Elizabeth?
My first favorite is my Wavy Talk brush.
Yeah, wait, what?
My Wavy Talk brush.
What the fuck is a Wavy Talk? I have Google. Brush. I have the world at my fingertips.
You're gonna know exactly what it is when you see it. I got it off TikTok Shop. It's also on Amazon though, so I will link it on our Amazon store.
Say it again.
Wavy Talk. TAWK. Just kidding.
Wavy Talk 5-in-1 curling iron set.
It is a heated round brush, so it's not a blow dryer. It's just heated. So it's a round brush that heats up. And I didn't think that I would really care about it that much. But I have been using it so much. Like I brought it with me when I just went away. And I just used like the hotel's blow dryer. And then I just like went through it really quick with that brush. Yeah.
Huh.
It just is heated. So it's not like a straightener. It's not a curling iron. It's just a hot round brush.
I've never seen this.
Really? I did a whole video on it. Did you miss that?
I absolutely did.
Wow. That you'd probably actually like it for your bangs, your front bangs. You can do like a quick.
Wow.
Yeah, it just heats up.
I've never seen this.
Oh, okay. Everyone else listening is probably like, okay, bitch, old news.
Like, yeah, Jerry, like, you're fucking ancient because how have you not?
I love it.
I literally thought it was going to be like a wavy, well, it's a wavy brush. I get it. Okay, interesting.
But I'll just use it for like quick touch-ups or like I said, yeah, I just brought it away with me and it just like smooths out your hair.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does it come in different thicknesses?
There's different attachments, yeah.
Oh.
I just have the one round brush. But I love my Dyson. My Dyson Airwrap came with a round brush attachment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll use that. Like today, my hair was wet. So I just use that. But if my hair dried overnight, like now I'm fine with, if I wash my hair at night, I'll just go to bed with it wet. Looks like a hot mess in the morning. But I just run that brush through. And it's really quick and easy. Yeah, and I do it to like, touch up like my front pieces if they're falling flat.
So sort of like a straightener, but with a brush. So it's like
kind
that because it's warm.
So yes, it's hot. Yeah.
Oh,
I love
okay,
it,
guys.
It almost gives you like a blowout effect. I'll like take it and like curl it in. It's just really nice.
Okay. Yeah. Jenny learned something. I've never seen this.
Oh, although I'll have to send you my video I did.
I definitely have my my love-hate. I don't want to say it's a love-hate relationship with TikTok, but I feel like once I get on there, I get stuck.
Yeah.
So I tend to not go on TikTok.
Yeah.
I really try hard not to go on TikTok because then an hour will be past.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, I could have been doing X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
So I need to go on TikTok here a little more often maybe because I didn't even know this was something.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So. I'll send you my...
Your video.
I'll send you my Instagram version so that you don't get sucked into TikTok.
Did I not see it?
It was a long time ago I posted that. Like trying it out for the first time.
Wow.
I'll send it to you, but I don't know. Maybe you would like it.
Oh, because I have the Revlon one, which is like the blow dryer, but with the curling. And I love that shit.
Yeah, but it's a blow dryer.
Yeah, but if my hair was already dry,
I just run this through.
But that's why I was asking about the thickness, though, because I have really long hair and that a little thin barrel, I don't want Goldilocks.
A normal round brush.
Okay.
I'm going to send you my video that I did while you tell me your second favorite. And then at the end, after we're done with our favorites, we have a funny email that I totally just remembered.
Okay.
That I wanted to tell Jerry about. I made her not look at our emails.
So my second favorite is, tis spring here. And every spring without fall, whoops.
Fail.
Every spring without fail, I get ants.
Okay.
Teeny tiny in the house? Little ants. Yep.
Okay.
It's only for like a day or two because I treat them with the Tero liquid ant killer.
The way you were saying that, I was like, oh, that's so Jerry. Like you treat them. Like I give them little treats.
I give them treats. Do you want to hear a funny story? So years and years and years ago, the very first time I had got them, right? Because when I first moved into the house, we never had them. And then I don't know what the fuck happened, but we had like an influx of fucking ants. And when these are like the teeny, teeny, teeny microscopic ants. They're so little itty bitty babies. They're not like big carpenter ants. They're not like chunky monkeys. They are like little teeny tiny ants. But I came in my kitchen and I went to my coffee and I was like, who the fuck spilt coffee grinds all over? But it was ants. So that's how little they are. Oh, plus my eyes are bad, but that's how little they are.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, these are fucking ants. So the other day, the first beautiful day, my windows are open and I see one and two and three. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Half dead. Nip it in the bud.
Right.
So I get this thing. It's these tiny little, they're like that big. And they're clear and it's got the gel in there, the sweet gel that attracts them.
Yeah.
And then they go back and they feed their colony and then they all die. So.
You murderer.
Listen, I won't step on them or kill them, but I, you know, whatever. But I got it off of Amazon and I keep seeing it. It's somewhere in my house. I thought it was in my junk drawer, but I couldn't find it when I needed it. So I'm like, fuck, let me just order it off Amazon again. Because they're good forever. You know, they last forever. But anyway, I swear by these. So if any of you guys have like little ants or ant problems, you just put them wherever it is. They always come in by my kitchen window. So I'll just put one there. If I didn't have animals, I'd put it outside over there. But I have animals, so I'm not doing that. And
let me see it. I want to see what it looks like.
Well, that's the box, but...
She's like a little sticky pad looking thing.
No, it's like a.
Oh.
See? And the ants will go in. They're like, yum, yum, yum. And then they, bye, ants. But it works.
Go tell your fucking friends,
bitch. It works so good because there's no smell. It's not gross. You don't got to worry about getting your pets sick.
Yeah.
So I love it. It works amazing. So that's my very second helpful. Favorite. Love it. My third one I love too. But go ahead. What's your second today, Alyssa Rose?
Okay, so if I ever have ant issues, I'll head to our Amazon store.
Okay.
My second favorite is my Lululemon Soft Stream.
Are those that sweatsuit that you wore and people were like, you can't get it wet because it'll stain?
Yeah.
I love it. It's beautiful and it is oh so soft.
Yeah, you did put your hand on me and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I did put my hand on you and went, oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like suede-y.
It does, yes.
Yeah.
Very light.
It just feels like I just feel nice when I wear it. Like, and I know I'm going to get my money's worth. So it's worth the money. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm like, I'm going to wear it so fucking much. It's my new travel outfit too. Like I watched it. I'm laying it out to dry so I don't ruin it.
Okay.
And I already have it hung up and ready to go for my plane ride to Europe.
Yay.
Yeah. But I just feel nice in it. It feels put together. It feels high quality. I honestly don't have staining issues. Even Mimi, when I walked in, you were like, don't drool on her shit, on her staining Lulu. And
then she drooled on her shit.
But it went away.
Oh, that's so great. I had guilt, immediate guilt.
No, like, I,
please
yeah,
don't
even.
Stain, please don't stain. Please don't stain.
Even when we were traveling to Texas, I wore it. And, you know, just opening your water bottle, whatever the fuck, you get water on yourself, washing your hands. And it kept drying.
Drying.
Yeah, I think certain colors, I guess.
Maybe.
But with the black and the brown, it was pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
And so, it's Lululemon what?
It's called their Soft Stream collection. Soft, so they have like all different materials, like. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the Soft Stream is that suede-y kind of feel.
Yeah. Okay. It's so nice.
It's like luxury.
Yeah. But it's not like they're $500. They're like $130, I think, the pants. So it's like if you know you're going to wear them a lot, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because they last long. They're nice. You feel good, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have the black pants. They're like a faded black. They're more like a charcoal. And then I have the half zip, the crew neck, and the hoodie. And then I just recently got chocolate brown, because of course I had to get my chocolate brown, and I got the crew neck with that one.
Wow.
But I like the short length, so because I'm 5'1", so if you guys are 5'1" or shorter, they offer short length. Yeah,
nice.
So I would definitely get that. But Lulu does offer free hemming on any of their products, even after you've worn it. Anytime you want to bring it in, as long as it has their tag on it, they do free hemming.
That's very nice to know, right?
It's very nice, yeah. So I had to get the chocolate brown pants. They didn't have the short in stock, and I was impatient. So I have to go bring them. But I want to wear them on my trip, so I'm just going to deal with it. Because they're not that long, but they're too long.
Uh-huh.
And then after, I'm going to bring them to Lulu. Yeah.
Oh, very, very nice.
Yeah, but it's really nice stuff. So we'll have it linked in our show notes if you guys want to check it out. It's worth the investment. They're like a straight leg kind of, not like super wide, but like a nice straight leg. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of different colors. So it's really nice. Highly recommend. Go ahead.
How do I pronounce it? Lavoie? Oh, no. Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, Lavoie. Yeah. Yeah.
So my third and most favorite is the Lavoie air purifier I bought for my house. Mm-hmm. I splurged, but I also have 4 cats, 2 dogs. Mm-hmm. So bitch needed it. I love it. It's great. It's wonderful. And
I love their stuff. I've done a brand deal with them.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah, back when we lived in the apartment.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did it for an air purifier. Pretty sure we have one. Or a humidifier, I think it was. They make like all shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And then I think it was a massage gun and then like something else.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know they made all that.
Yeah,
but
I do know,
like, I've known this name for air purifiers. Mm-hmm. And when I saw yours in your kitchen and you were telling me about it, I'm like, I got to bite the bullet. Aside from being, like, helping with the hair, like, it has such a nice filter. And I just, like, pop this little cover. This is the one I have.
Ooh, it's pretty.
So I pop that little, it's big. But
is it?
I have a big house. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, and I really, like, it's where the cats, it's in the cat room. Because, I mean, that's where I need it most. I have a incontinent cat. You know, cat pee smells disgusting.
Mean that word.
So, but if I pull this off, it has, like, one filter first before it goes into, like, the charcoal filter. And that one filter, I have to vacuum when I vacuum because it collects so much hair. So all the little pet dander
in the
hair.
That's smart. You vacuum it.
And I vacuum it.
Ooh, life
because
hack.
That one is the first filter is a washable filter. Like you could vacuum it and wash in it. And then behind that is like a 5-layer different, you know, carbon this and that cleans. But I know, for example, like if I fry like chicken cutlets or whatever, that shit you could smell for like the next day, right? I made eggplant parmesan last night and you can't smell it in my house. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Like, I've noticed, like, we have noticed a huge difference.
Good. I'm glad.
Especially with now that the weather's warmer.
Yes.
Because I feel like when the weather's warmer, that's when the smells come out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, that's probably playing a part. Our dishwasher sometimes. No, like, wet dog.
Yes.
Wet fucking dog.
But that's helping me because cat pee, where I won't smell it on cold days, but as soon as it starts warming up. Listen, I bought the UV light. I saw the fucking pee. Like, you remember how you said, like, it was behind Bella used to pee and it would go outside the box and you never realized
at
it?
At home, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, put that now. Now put 80 degrees. Yes. Now all of a sudden you're going to smell that. But when it was the winter, you don't smell it, you know?
Yeah.
So I've done everything. I bought the lamp. I bought the special enzyme cleaner to like try to clean as much as I can. But I still have a cat that has incontinence issues. So like he could be laying in his bed and he'll dribble a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it fucking smells disgusting.
Yeah.
So the air purifier has helped so tremendously.
Yay.
And I told everyone, I'm like, I hope I find it on sale because it was expensive. You know, it was a higher, you know, one for a bigger room because I almost want another one for the den. Ooh. You know?
Let me know. I'll grab one too.
That's going to help with the, like, my dog hair and Mimi. You know, Mimi, guys, she loves rolling around in the grass in the backyard. Bitch always kind of got a little bit of a stank to her, you know? So it'll definitely help with the Mimi smell.
Yeah, so. We have a little one in our kitchen, which I like to keep in there because they're around food and stuff. And I feel like it helps so much. I love it.
Like, yeah, I agree. I think it's great. And
it's just good in general just to have, even if you don't have pets or anything.
And I don't know if yours does it, but mine like will glow. A circle, green is no, blue is like the best, and then green is good, and then it goes orange, and then red. So it tells you when kind of, and it's funny because it's like when I go to clean the cat litter. Now it's on the other, you know how big my living room is, so it's not all the way by the wall unit. My cat litter is all the way by Aaliyah's room.
Yeah.
So, but when I just scoop the cat litter, that circle, I'll see it change from blue to green, and then in a few more minutes, go back to blue again. So it just must be like just the little particles. But that far apart, wow. I was like, wow, that's really good.
That's cool.
You know? So it does. It makes me happy. I do feel. And the noise, because I keep it on high like sometimes. And it's just like a little fan. And,
yes.
You know? And it's like, it's okay. It's just a little bit of white noise.
Does it have a timer on it?
It does. I can program it. I think it might also have Wi-Fi compatible. Like I can put it on and off and switch it on my phone. But I don't need all that. I just put it on. It's always on. Like, I leave it running all the time.
Oh.
And then I just change it, like, to low or to medium or whatever.
Oh, so you just constantly running it.
I have four cats and two dogs.
Oh, yeah. I'll just, like, throw mine on and like, put it on, like, an 8-hour. Zane doesn't like to leave things on like that.
I think if I was, like, leaving and going away, I wouldn't.
Right. You know? Yeah.
So, but I probably should do that. Like, just cycle it on and off. You know, a couple times a day. Should do that.
Even download the app. You could probably put on a schedule so that every morning it turns on and it'll turn off and for you. You don't have to worry about it.
You know, very right.
You probably could. You could probably put it like low at this time, high at this time.
Yes, I probably could.
All right, do that. Take advantage of that. That's probably why it was expensive.
I'm going to have to follow my cat's shit schedule.
Yeah,
there you go. Put it on high when they're shitting.
Yeah.
All right, Alyssa Rose, what is your third?
My third is a perfume. Oh, she knows.
I knew.
How do you know?
I saw your little video where it was like samples and somebody said, what's your favorite so far? And you responded. And I'm like, wow, is that the one that's your favorite? What is it? Air something?
Sailing Day.
Yeah.
It's by Replica. They sent me in a PR package all these like really little minis of like all their scents. And let me tell you something. That was the first one I smelled. I was like, that sounds nice. Like Sailing Day. And I've been using all the other ones and that one is still my favorite.
Really?
First one. And maybe it's a first time bias. I don't know. But I just love the scent of it. It's so fresh. It's so clean. And it lasted all day. My second favorite is Bubble Bath, which is a really good one too. And I did wear it when I saw Bren the other day. And that was one of the first things she said to me. She's like, oh, you smell so good.
Really?
Yeah, it's very strong. So I feel like those two are my favorites and they have lasted the longest. But I already bought like the travel size one so I could bring it with me.
On my trip.
Yeah, I want to get the full size as well. But I have so many perfumes right now that I don't want it to go bad, waste it. Yeah, but I did buy off... That should have been one of my favorites too. Off TikTok shop, travel perfume things, vials. I did a video on that too. I don't know if you saw it. You can just pump any perfume into it.
You've either told me or showed me about that. I thought that was pretty cool.
I did that short form video bad. It wasn't very catching in the beginning, and that's why I don't think it did as well. Oh. But anyways, yeah, so I got like these little things from TikTok shop that you can like squeeze any perfume.
You just take the little thing off.
Yep. Yes.
And then put it back on.
Yes.
Ah.
Exactly that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, this Sailing Day by Replica. Oh my God, it smells so fucking
so
good.
Replica is a whole brand, or are they replicating other, like, is it a off-brand version of a brand of something?
No, it's a high-end brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Replica is a high brand. See, when I saw Replica, I thought it was like Replica, like replicating.
No, I think like I could be wrong, but a lot of their scents are
original, like, to them.
Yes, but I think they're doing like Replica in like replicating, this is just my thought, replicating like what Should it's titled. It yeah, Wait, sure.
What is what?
Like what it's titled, because a lot of them are like Sailing Day, like smells like you're by the ocean, smells like this, or it'll be like a walk in this in the flowers, and it'll be like you're walking, like they brand them in a way that there's one called By the Fireplace, so it's probably like very woodsy. You know, like they're not just called like something random. They're called what they're supposed to smell like.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Actually.
So I think that's what it's supposed to be.
That. So they're replicating.
I think so.
Your experience.
I don't know. Or they just think it's a cool name. Replica. I have no idea.
No, it makes so much sense now.
I think so. But yeah, it smells so.
Okay.
It's so fresh and it lasted so long.
I'm so intrigued. You're gonna let me smell it. Yes. Guys, by the way, BT Dubs, I felt her bump.
And I have one?
You have a little teeny tiny little bump that I know you for my bone 10 bumps. And a half years. Yeah.
I know. It's not that noticeable.
No, not at all.
Can you see it at all?
Not from here, but when you have close and personal, teeny tiny little.
Yeah, you don't have one at all. Yeah, no, it's right at the top, bridge of my nose. Huh. Okay, so let me, to end this episode off, let me tell you what email we got. Can you guess?
I think we have another invitation to a swingers something.
No.
No, okay.
Guess who wants to work with us?
No idea.
Timo!
What? Timu? They like, listen to our podcast? And
it's actually like at timu.com. You're this person's lying. Email. Yes. Hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm part of the marketing team at Timu. I'm like, someone has not listened to our podcast.
Wait, like you're not even lying right now. How can I
swear.
I do see.
You want to know a really funny story? I just posted it in my vlog yesterday, but I went over to my parents and I was bringing him his nice Abercrombie hoodie, and he's unboxing shit from Timu, and he opens this one shirt and he's like, oh, this smells kind of funky. And I was like, oh, it probably just has that like factory smell. No, when I tell you it smelled like the bottom of a dumpster, like vomit, like it was so fucking bad. He's like, oh, it kind of smells. And then he smells it again. He's like, like started actually gagging. And so I started filming and we were both absolutely crying. I had mascara on. I was fucking I was crying. You'll have to go watch that part of the vlog because it was fucking hilarious.
That you're not wanting to work with Timu.
You want
to
cut this out and we can grab our bag or how much they got?
How much bag do you think
they said share your rate? I'm like, what's my rate?
Couple billion.
All of a sudden, suddenly.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
The irony.
I know.
Like, wait, so did you see this and you went over there, or you went over there, did that whole thing, came back and saw this?
I just saw this.
Now, today.
This morning.
Holy fucking shitballs. That's funny.
Yeah, because this was today. Funny. Oh, no, yesterday they sent it.
That's hysterical.
They probably have no budget anyway because they apparently are losing money. Yeah, so they probably would want to pay us crap anyway.
They're Timu, though.
Yeah.
They don't have a big budget for influencers because they don't charge big bucks for their products.
Don't make money.
And they keep refunding people for their broken products.
My dad's like, well, they sent me this stuff for free because I'm going to make a video for them. So if I don't make their video, then they're not going to release me any more money. I said, Dad, you don't need more money for free shit.
It was so funny. It was actually so fucking funny.
Wait, so they're working with your dad? Your dad is working with T-Mobile?
I said, Dad, they're not going to miss your video.
Wait, are they really? Wait, is your dad really?
They're sending him free shit if he makes videos on it, yeah. Because it costs them pennies.
That's fucking funny. That's funny. Al the Influencer now. I love it.
I think anyone can sign up for
DIY
it.
DIY Dad is now Al the Influencer. God. Al the T-Mobile Influencer.
Don't go feed his fucking addiction.
Listen, I think it's hysterical because even it's your mother will go, oh my God, my Temu package is coming today. I can't wait.
They love their cheap And shit.
I ordered from them two times. The first time is when I got my cat scratch things, which, by the way, no, see, it does feel just like this. It's very thin like this, but my cat went right through it.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't had that.
But Frankie attacks. Like,
I mean,
Frankie,
that's why I put these on here, because my cats attack too.
Frankie will go on and just clutch and just not let go.
I think my cats got over it.
Mm.
But Benji scratches that ottoman all the time.
Also, though, I have
to go. Hurry it up.
Also, I have it under a couch cover.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't
even realize it's there. Correct. He wouldn't like the feeling of slipping on it.
Correct. So maybe I should put it on top of the couch cover. Yes. Anyway, okay. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. We will be back on Monday with a trip recap. No, Thursday. Yeah, we're going to get it up on Thursday. Yeah.
Okay.
So back to regular scheduled programming this week.
So we will see you Thursday, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you all on Thursday.
Okay, love you. Bye.